Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 181, Ignorance.
Interesting. Ah, of course. Come in.
Mr. Salesa?
Michaele, please, come in. Did you sleep well? Have you had something to eat? Annabelle said she's shown you the pantry.
We slept. I don't know. How long's it been?
About 71 hours by my clock. How are you feeling?
Disorientated. It's like I've lost my sight, or...
Well, you have, haven't you? Annabelle tells me you work for the Eye.
I wouldn't exactly say I work for it.
You say that, but when you stop to think about it, it was literally our employer, John, so...
I suppose.
I like this one. Come on, sit down, have a drink.
You sure? What time is it? I can actually ask that question here.
You can indeed.
And the sun's high, so...
Good eye. Martin, was it?
Yes.
Well, Martin, it's about 10 in the morning, more or less.
And you're drinking?
Of course. Even in my little bubble of peace, I find drinking after dark leads to some rather morbid thoughts.
Right.
What is this place?
I just told you, it's my little bubble, my silver lining on an otherwise cloudy day.
That's not enough.
Now tell me, do you know why there's a tape recorder here? I noticed it just now, but I don't believe I actually own one.
Not really.
They sort of just follow us round?
Interesting. Did you carry it in? Things shouldn't be able to manifest in here like that.
You had one in your bag, I think, Martin. Did you drop it here?
I don't think so.
Very well. In that case, we shall leave it to be. It's hardly valuable, and it's probably best not to upset whatever it might be involved with. Besides, I have no secrets to hide.
So you wouldn't mind answering a few questions?
I'm an open book.
In my experience, open books can actually be pretty dangerous.
I do like this one. Now you mention it. You actually remind me of Jürgen a bit. In his younger days, of course. You sure you won't have a drink? We definitely had some tea around here somewhere.
I already had some, thank you. Some of us know how to be polite guests.
I don't intend to accept anything offered by Annabelle Kane.
Oh, you know Annabelle.
Sort of. You do know she's part of the web.
No. I assume the thread holding her head together was due to a childhood knitting accident.